Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
A few weeks after Katrina, I walked through the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans. Dried mud cracked underfoot amid the wreckage of homes. One of those homes belonged to Robert Green Sr. Now, thanks to his tenacity and the generosity of a Hollywood star, Mr. Green has a new house on high stilts in the lower nine. He shows me the high ceilings.
Hello!
An echo. There's an echo in the house. And actually, and a lot of people actually think that this is a two-story house. But where we are standing in this house was underwater during Katrina. Even though we elevated off the ground.
We're way high above the street here.
And we were underwater. Yeah. So that loft is actually an escape feature because when we were here during Katrina and a house lifted off its foundation and floated two blocks up the street, we were actually stuck in the attic about this high. And we thought we were safe and the water was going over our head. About 3,000 houses were washed away on that day. And on that day, we lost our house. We lost my mother, Joyce Green, who was 73 years old. We lost my granddaughter, Shanae Green, who was 3 years old, but we also lost all of our neighbors. We lost Mr. Gaskin. We lost Ms. Brumfield. We lost the Leggis. We lost the Fletchers. We lost so many families that day. After a barge bust a hole in a levee wall and made this a spillway, it washed away this neighborhood.
This is part of actor Brad Pitt's Make It Right project, a tract of affordable, stormproof green houses. Mr. Green watched his being built while he toughed it out in a FEMA trailer.
I lived in that FEMA trailer for 3 years.
But now you're back and you're in an amazing home.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of building these houses is to build a house that's better, that's stronger, that's environmentally friendly, that uses as many recycled materials, that uses materials that have low VOC levels. We also have solar panels so that we can get away from the use of fossil fuels. And it's actually the LEED Platinum certified house.
Do you think houses like this are the future of the Ninth Ward, or is this out of reach for so many people?
I think it's the future of the world, to be perfectly honest, because one of the things which we have to do, we have to build better, build wiser, and build stronger. If every house built were built on that same premise, then in the long run, we're going to benefit environmentally. We won't use as much fossil fuels. We won't contaminate our own environment that we have to live in. So if we look at what the benefits, they outweigh the costs.
How is it to live in? I mean, it's really striking looking, but does it feel like a home?
Oh, it's a joy and a pleasure to be back in the same location of the house that was destroyed in Hurricane Katrina. It actually allowed us to bring life back to this neighborhood. So it's basically a wonderful house to live in.
This is one house that's truly a green home.